stories.
It is the radio segment that wants to know if it can come over for dinner tonight. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Louisiana. A 22-year-old named Bianca White had one of the most proudest moments of her life happen recently.
Aw, that's great.
With cap and gown, she walked on stage with the other graduates and accepted her diploma with honors.
Yay!
That's awesome.
And with honors.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a lot of work, man. You earned it.
She then waved to her family and friends and proceeded to walk off the stage, bursting with pride. Wow. Just one problem, though. Bianca never attended the school.
Wait a minute, what?
Yep. How did Bianca get her name called? You can't just go up and get any diploma you want up there.
It turns out she came up with an elaborate plan that involved taking someone else's cap and gown.
Huh.
Somebody that couldn't make the ceremony. Plus, she also changed the name on the graduation list to her own name and almost got away with it.
Yep. Why, though? Why go through all that much work?
Why not just do the schoolwork and then get an actual diploma? I don't know.
Exactly.
Luckily, somebody at the graduation figured it out, confronted her, then cops got involved, and now she's facing charges for theft and fraud.
Whoa. Well,
as for why she did it, authorities believe she was trying to trick her family into thinking that she was a graduate.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We didn't notice that you didn't go to school for 4 years, but now we're here at graduation.
All of a sudden.
Weird. Had no idea. This next legend story is out of Ohio. A 30-year-old woman named Nicolette Botsford was enjoying a snack while riding in the car with her mother the other day when something strange happened. Here's Nicole being interviewed by local media.
I felt something in my mouth, like hard, and I was like, I was thinking it was a tree root or a rotten nut. I mean, that happens. She turned the light on in the car, and she's like, it looks like a tooth, and at that point, I just pulled the car over on the side of the road, and sure enough, I was like, Mom, I think that's a human tooth.
Oh
my God. Did she just tell us that she found a human tooth in her snacks?
Yep. The human tooth was found in a little snack bag of Planters cashews.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
And to make it even better, it had dried blood on it.
No.
Oh, nasty.
Okay. What is happening at the factory that people's teeth are falling out and just landing in random bags of peanuts or cashews?
So, obviously, she was horrified and spit it out. Afterwards, she went to the hospital for tests. So far, she doesn't know if she contracted anything from the tooth. Kraft told the Associated Press that the item found inside her bag was indeed a foreign object.
Okay.
But they wouldn't admit that it was a tooth.
Oh, God.
That's the word that they're using. The company has decided to look into its manufacturing process and suppliers as a precaution, or just go to the factory and go like, all right, who's missing the tooth?
Yeah,
exactly.
Open your mouth.
Yep. This next laser story is out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin. A 61-year-old guy named David Neese is starring in a play in his local community theater. And earlier this week, he was on the way to the show when the cops tried to pull him over on an arrest warrant for theft. But David drove off and got into a high-speed chase anyway.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No,
that's going to make things worse, David.
The police eventually caught him, but David told them that they would have to wait to arrest him until after the play because under no circumstances was he going to miss his grand performance.
That's right. Any true performer knows the show must go on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The police disagreed and arrested him on the spot, so in the squad car on the way to jail, David did his lines for the officers.
It's like someone's going to hear it.
It doesn't matter. I'm performing tonight. You will hear Macbeth from the back of your car. No word on if he got a standing ovation from the police when they put him in the cell, but we can confirm that he missed the play. This next laser story is out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. A 34-year-old woman named Ginger Sharp had to take a drug test last month as part of her probation stemming from forgery charges last year.
Okay.
And when she tested positive for meth, she tried to convince her probation officer that it was medicinal meth.
I mean, kind of smart, I gotta say. Yeah. But it's a probation officer, so I'm guessing they know what is allowed and what's not.
Got glaucoma.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Glaucoma.
So,
meth
gotta use
glaucoma.
Meth for that. Ginger claimed it was prescribed by her doctor and even had a pill bottle with a fake label that said meth written in Sharpie on it.
Oh, my God.
Don't!
You see, I'm narcoleptic, and this stuff keeps me up.
Yeah. Unfortunately for Ginger, her probation officer didn't buy it for some reason.
Weird. That's weird, especially with that real-looking label that she made.
Yeah. So now she's facing more forgery charges. They also charged her with identity theft because she put her real doctor's name on the back of the pill bottle.
Oh, genius.
Surprised that she actually put the real doctor's name and not some made up like Dr. Methenstein.
The meth master.
This next laser story is out of shopping headquarters. According to a new study, the average American will spend $448 on drunk shopping this year.
Hey, I agree.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it happens.
And if those projections are right, they've doubled from last year where we bought $206 worth of stuff after we'd been drinking.
I literally bought a 12 case of artichoke hearts once when I was drunk, and they got delivered to my house. I had no idea I ordered them. I still ate a whole flat of artichoke hearts? Literally, it was a flat. It was like a restaurant, like, palette.
Yeah, because you get drunk, and then you get into conversations. You're like, oh, I should totally buy that. Then you hop on Amazon.
Yeah, it's Amazon. It gets you. Don't drink in Prime.
Don't drink in Prime. That should be their new slogan.
By the way, those numbers include the money that you drunkenly spend on food as well.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The money we spend on buying stuff when we're drunk isn't anywhere close to the amount we spend actually getting drunk. The study found the average person will spend almost $2,000 a year on booze.
Yeah, and
that averages out to just under $37 a week.
And that's like box wine prices, right?
Stuff. This next laser story is out of the crazy world of tomorrow. A new survey asked more than 14,000 people what major scientific and technological breakthroughs they think that they'll see in their lifetime.
Oh.
Okay.
Here are the results. A cure for cancer. 67% of us think that we'll see a cure for cancer happen during our lifetime.
I hope that would be amazing.
Aren't there already some cancers that they can cure?
They're working a lot on that, I've noticed.
Well, yeah.
I paid attention.
Yeah,
that's good.
Hopefully that's one we do see. 64% said they think that we will be working alongside robots very soon.
Also already happening. Look at any manufacturing job, guys.
Right?
Or this radio show. Which one of us is real? Which one of us is a robot?
We're
all robots.
Robot.
Yeah.
55% said that they believe robots will be in every home in the next 20 years.
See it.
You guys, it's already happening.
Roombas?
Yeah, I got a vacuum cleaner.
Could you consider Alexa a robot?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, you're right. I mean, it doesn't have arms and legs.
I would even consider like one of those smart doorbells a robot, for goodness sake.
Really?
Yeah.
It has to have arms.
No,
and legs.
No, it doesn't have to have arms and legs.
Or at
okay?
least one arm.
No.
Okay. Hot question of the day. Text it in 78592. What qualifies as a robot?
Yes.
Does it have to have arms and legs? Or does it have to be able to think on its own? What is actually a robot? Because I feel like we are actually already living with robots in our houses. 51% of people said flying cars will be a real thing in the not-so-distant future. I think, don't they already have that too?
Yeah, I think Uber's doing it right now.
41% of us believe that most of the population will be living under the sea at some point.
Well, I don't think that's by choice, guys.
Yeah, that's just flooding.
That's just global warming.
33% said that controlling the weather will be something that the president could control in the near future.
Oh, wouldn't it just always be sunny then?
No.
18% said that they hope to kiss a robot in their lifetime.
See, so Alex,
again.
Robots have to have lips now. Back to our question.
Have you guys not seen what's going on in the world of sex dolls? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right.
I saw a video the other day. On a reputable site, they were just sharing something from an event, okay? But
right.
They definitely already have people kissing robots, doing way more than that.
It's true.
11% think a robot will be their best friend.
Ooh, that's kind of
If you consider an iPhone a robot, then I have a best friend robot. And 6% said that they believe a robot will commit a crime against them, like steal their wallet or take their food in the near future.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I could see that. What are they going to do with food, though? Why are robots stealing food? You don't have to eat.
Just to
leave my
jerk.
Food alone, man.
Yeah, just to be a jerk. Just to be a bully. Just to take your food for no reason. Will the robot ever be able to hump a shoe like an actual turtle? I don't think so.
Oh,
I don't think so. The robot will never be able to do this. Ever. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.